愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
今天晚上跟大家一起来学习服事的比喻。
Tonight we will share about the parable of servitude.
我们先来看哥林帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Let's look at 1 Thessalonians.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章
First Thessalonians chapter 1,
第九节
Verse 9, For they themselves declare concerning us what matters of entry we had to you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God.
从信仰生活来看，我们一生有三件事情。
From our lives of faith, our lifetime has three important matters.
最后一件事情就是等候神。
And the last important matter is waiting for God.
就是主耶稣从天降临。
In other words, when God descends from heaven.
要救我们回到天国。
To save us and to return to heaven.
这是我们人生的目标。
And this is our life goal.
那在这个日子之前。
And from before this point.
我们要服侍神。
We have to serve God.
这里说我们要服侍那又真又活的神。
And verse 9 says we have to serve the living and true God.
服侍真神，所以这个价值非常高，因为它是真的。
Serve the true God. And so this means that the value of this is very important because God is true.
那我们服侍的是活的神。
And we also have to serve the living God.
如果我们服侍得到他的喜悦，我们生活中可以从神得到很多的体验。
And this means that if our servitude is pleasing to God, we will have many personal experiences from God.
那要服侍神，就要回到前面，就是要归向神。
And to serve God, we have to return to God.
要离开偶像。
And we have to leave the idols.
这个偶像就是生活有很多事情比神还重要，我们要调整。
And in our lives, idols are anything that is more important to us than God, and we have to make these adjustments.
那回归向神，我们才能够来服侍神。
And we have to turn back to God to serve the living and true God.
那服侍神看起来是很简单。
And from the surface, serving God seems very easy.
教会派我做什么，我就做什么。
What God, the church tells me to do, I will do.
但是服侍神从圣经看起来是我们一生的学习。
But serving God from the Bible's perspective is something that will take us a lifetime to learn.
在哥林多前后书有十个比喻，要告诉我们怎么服侍神。
In 1st and 2nd Corinthians, it tells us of many parables of how to serve God.
就是用最简单的例子来告诉我们深奥的道理。
And these parables use the simplest of examples to teach us very important life lessons.
我们先来看哥林多后书的第四章。
Let's first turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章的第七节。
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7.Verse 7, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us.
这里保罗说有宝贝放在瓦器里。
And in this verse, Paul says that the treasure is in earthen vessels.
然后要显明莫大的能力是出于神。
That the excellence of the power may be of God.
那这个瓦器是什么？
And now what is this earthen vessel?
瓦器就是我们每一个服侍神的人。
This earthen vessel represents anyone who serves God.
那宝贝是什么？
And what is a treasure?
在第四章第一节说我们蒙怜悯受的这个职分。
In chapter 4 verse 1 it says that we have received this as a ministry.
所以这个宝贝有的人把它解释作使徒的职分。
And so some people represent treasure to be our ministry.
这个在神面前是极其尊贵的。
And in God's perspective, this treasure is very precious.
所以叫宝贝。
And so he calls this treasure.
那宝贝也可以解释作圣灵。
And treasure can also be represented with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是神的灵。
And the Holy Spirit is God's Spirit.
这是最神给我们最宝贵的一个恩赐。
And the Holy Spirit is the most precious gift that God gives to us.
那我们服侍神需要有很大的能力，服侍才能够有果效。
And to serve God, we must have a lot of power so that our servitude is very powerful.
那这个我们人讲起来是很软弱的。
And from a human perspective, we are all very weak.
那怎么能够有这个能力？
So how do we have this power?
这里说有宝贝在瓦器里面要显明莫大的能力。
It as it says in this verse, the treasure in earthen vessels to show great power.
所以一个很卑微的人啊，如果有宝贝在里面，也可以为神做大事。
So even someone who is very weak, who has a treasure in them, can do many great things for God.
那这不是他有能力，是因为宝贝在他能力，在他身上显出能力。
And this doesn't mean that this individual is very capable, but it means that this treasure is in him and gives him this power.
所以圣经说，彼得在美门门口行出一个很大的神迹。
And so in the Bible it says that Peter performed great miracles.
大家就看他，哇，这个人怎么这么厉害？
And everyone looked at Peter and thought, how is this man so powerful?
彼得说，你为什么看我呢？
And Peter asked everyone, why are you looking at me?
你以为我用自己的虔诚啊，跟能力可以显出这个神迹吗？
Do you think that I use my own capabilities to do this miracle?
乃是奉拿撒勒人耶稣的名。
It is through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们可以看到圣经里面很多的人啊，为神过工都有很清楚的认识，我只是一个瓦器。
So we can see that in the Bible, there are many people through God's power was only a vessel for him.
那这个瓦器有几个很重要的意义。
And this vessel has a lot of major significance.
第一个瓦器是被造的。
And vessel is made.
我们看以赛亚书六十四章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 64.
以赛亚书的六十四章。
Isaiah 64.
六十四章的第八节。
Isaiah 64, verse 8. Verse 8. But now, O Lord, you are our Father, we are the clay, and you are our potter, and all we are the work of your hand.
这里说，我们是你，你是窑匠，我们都是你手所做的工。这里告诉我们，我们是被造的。
And here it tells that we are the work of God's hand.
既然是被造的，一定有一个目的。
And if we are the work of God's hand, then we have a purpose.
那这个目的就是神为什么要造我们。
And what is this purpose? Why did God create us?
所以说人为什么需要神。
And in other words, why do men need God?
因为如果离开神，人就找不到为什么活着。
Because if men depart from God, then they lose the purpose of why they are living.
因为我们是神造的，他造我们有一个目的。
Because men are created by God, and God created us for a purpose.
因此我们每一个人在一生当中常常要想一个问题。
And therefore, in all our lifetimes, we have to think and ponder about one question.
除了我上班赚钱维持生活之外，
besides making money and living and working,
那到底神要我做什么？
What is our purpose that God wants us to do?
我的一辈子到底神要我做什么？
And for me to live one lifetime, what exactly does God want me to do?
那我们这个问题找到答案，我们生活才会有目标。
And when we find the answer to this question, then our life will have a purpose.
那有这个目标之后，我们的生活才有意义。
And when we have this purpose, then our life will have meaning.
所以每一个人要在神的面前来思考这个问题。
So therefore, everyone in God's presence has to ponder this question.
那每一个器皿被造的目的都不一样。
But every one of us as vessels has a different purpose.
所以我们在教会里面，每一个人神要我们做的事情不太一样。
And this means that in church, what God wants us to do is different.
但是不一样，总是有一个目的。
And even though it's different, we all have a purpose.
所以我们在教会里面，如果没有事情做，
So in church, if we don't have anything to do,
这个我们需要祷告。
Then we need to pray.
因为神造我们一定有目的，那你在教会没事情做，就表示我们还不知道神要我们做什么。
Because God created us all with a purpose. If we don't do anything in church, then we don't know what our purpose is yet.
那如果每一个人都明白，
and if everyone understands their purpose,
有的当眼睛，有的当耳朵，有的当嘴。
Some people are the eyes, the mouth, the ears.
那所有教会的信徒啊，大家很努力把自己的神要叫他做的做好，我们教会圣工就很发达。
And all the believers will diligently do their servitude, and church will be very successful.
所以我们在教会里面不能做一个没有用的人。
So in church, we cannot be a useless vessel.
因为我们是被造的，一定有目的。
Because we are the work of God, and we all have a purpose.
如果我们不知道，我们要问神。
And if we do not know our purpose, then we have to ask God.
自己要想。
And we have to think.
我在教会要做什么？
What am I supposed to do in church?
因为我们是瓦器，是被造的。
Because as vessels, we are the work of God.
这个被造还有一个很重要的教训。
And as the work of God, there is also another important lesson.
因为我们被造的，所以造我们的神对我们有一个主权。
Because we are created, God possesses us.
啊，主权 ，authority。
Authority。
哦，所以有时候我们不认识神之前呢，我就是我的主人。
And before we come to realize and understand God, then we are our own person.
我要做什么我就做什么。
And what we want to do, we do.
啊，这个就是现在人的思想。
And this is the thinking of a lot of men nowadays.
我最大。
I am the greatest.
但是我们回到圣经里面来。
But going back to the teaching of the Bible,
最大的是那造我的神。
The greatest is the Creator.
我是他造的。
And we are God's created.
所以我他对我有一个主权。
So God has some sort of authority over us.
因此我们每一个人在服侍神当中，最重要不是我要为神做什么，是神要我为他做什么。
Therefore, in our servitude towards God, it's not what should I do for God, it's what does God want me to do for Him.
这个是保罗。信主的问的一个问题。
And in Paul's faith, this was his one question.
我要为神做什么？这是以我做中心。
What do I want to do for God? This question makes me the most important.
那神要我做什么？这个问题是以神做中心。
But what does God want me to do? This places God of most importance.
这个有一个很重要的不同。
And there is a major difference between the two.
因为后面这个想法就是我们在尊重神对我们的主权。
Because the latter shows that we really matter what God thinks.
所以瓦器是被造的。
So as vessels, we are the work of God's hand.
每一个人要思想。
And this is something that we all need to ponder.
神要我做什么？
What does God want me to do?
在我服侍神当中怎么尊重神？
In my servitude, how do I obey God?
那我们再回到哥林多后书。
Now let's return to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第七节
Verse 7.
这里说我们这个宝贝放在瓦器里要显明莫大的能力。
Here it says the treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God.
我们再来思考这个瓦器。
Let's continue to study this earthen vessel.
我们常常听很多人在夸耀自己。
We often hear many people praising themselves.
人常常会夸耀自己是因为人对自己不认识。
And men often praise themselves because they don't quite understand themselves.
那有时候我们就讲，你怎么会这样讲呢？人会夸耀自己，其实因为对自己有认识。
And some people praise themselves because they really understand themselves.
我哪一个地方比别人强。
And they know what is their strength and what is their forte.
所以他会夸耀自己。
And therefore they praise themselves.
那为什么说夸耀自己是对自己不认识？
And why do we say that praising ourselves means that we don't understand ourselves?
因为这个地方说我们是瓦器。
Because in this passage it says that we are earthen vessels.
这个瓦器是很脆弱的。
And as earthen vessels, it's something that is very weak.
有一次我到一个信徒的家，发现他所有的碗筷什么都是不锈钢的。
And one time I went to a believer's house and realized that the believers had many bowls that were
stainless. 那我问他说：“你怎么都用不锈钢
？”And I asked him, "Why do you use stainless?"
他有一个桌子啊，这个桌子旁边的四寸是斜的。他说：“所有的碗筷掉下去，全部破光了。
”And he said that for one of my tables, it's very slanted, so all the bowls would break.
那换了不锈钢就不会破了。
And so I changed everything to stainless steel, nothing would break.
所以瓦器看起来是很硬啊，但是一掉下去就破掉了。
And earthen vessels seem very strong, but as soon as it touches the ground, it breaks.
有的人我们看起来好像很硬啊，这个性很硬啊，自我很硬，但是其实经不起考验。
So some people seem very strong from the outside, but when they face circumstances, then they break down.
稍微一点事，什么事情发生，晚上睡不着觉。
And if they face something very insignificant, then they can't sleep at night.
那有时候要吃安眠药。
And they have to take pills at night to help them sleep.
要看心理医生。
They might have depression and have to see a psychiatrist.
这个就是人软弱的一种表现。
And this is a behavior of man's weakness.
如果一个人真的刚强，死也没有关系。
And if man is really strong, then death wouldn't really matter to them.
我什么都不怕。
Because they wouldn't be afraid of anything.
这样的人很少。
But these kind of people are very few.
所以人是瓦器。
And so, as humans, we are earthen vessels.
不但心灵很软弱，人的肉体也很软弱。
We are very weak in our hearts as well as on our flesh.
稍点一点事情发生，我们的身体就受不了。
As soon as something little happens to us, we cannot bear it.
所以我们能夸耀什么？
So, what can we praise ourselves for?
我们看哥林多后书十二章。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多后书十二章。
2 Corinthians chapter 12.
Chapter
12, verse 9. And he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
这个保罗说，我夸自己的软弱。
And here, Paul says that I will boast of my weaknesses.
这个是一个非常特别的。
And this is something that is very unique.
夸自己的软弱。
To boast of his infirmities.
因为他对自己有认识。
Because he understood himself.
那保罗怎么会感觉到自己很软弱？
And how did Paul think of his own weaknesses?
他的启示很大。
He had a very great purpose.
啊，启示 revelation 从神
来。He had a great revelation from God.
所以新约圣经他写了13卷。
And so from the New Testament he wrote 13 books.
那能力很大。
And he had great power.
啊，祷告死人会复活。
And when he prayed, people would come back from the dead.
他意志很坚强。
And he was very strong in his personality.
那这样的人怎么会夸自己软弱？
And how could this type of person think of himself and boast of his infirmities?
因为第七节说有一根刺加在他的身上。
Because in verse 7 it talks about a thorn in his flesh.
圣经没有讲刺是什么。
And the Bible doesn't clarify what kind of thorn it is.
就是有一个问题让他受苦很多。
But it refers to a problem that gave him a lot of problems.
那保罗为人祷告很有功效，为自己这根刺祷告。
So when Paul prayed for other people, it was very miraculous. But when he prayed about his own thorn, God wouldn't do anything about it.
所以那个痛苦一直存在。
And so this weakness and this problem kept recurring.
那因为这个痛苦一直存在，他就觉得自己很软弱，连这个刺他都胜不过。
And because of this recurring problem, he thought of himself as very weak.
所以有时候我们常常发现哦，有的人啊，在世界上啊，有什么，但是他就是有一根刺。
So sometimes we may think of something, someone might be very powerful, but nevertheless, they still have this thorn in their flesh.
有的刺是他的孩子。
And some thorns may be their children.
有的刺是他的父母。
Sometimes it's their parents.
有的刺是他的配偶。
Sometimes it's their significant other.
有的刺是他的身体。
Sometimes it's their body.
有的刺是他的事业。
And other times it's their careers.
所以因为有一根刺，我们就常常觉得说，人真的很软弱，就是这个都没有办法解决。
And because of this one thorn, they may think that they are very weak because they can't solve everything.
那这样人才会谦卑。
And so from this perspective, men are weak.
所以这个刺让人有一个感觉，人是很软弱。
And because of this thorn, it lets people to realize that they are indeed weak.
因此我们要觉悟我们是瓦器。
And therefore, we have to realize that we are earthen vessels.
我们是很软弱，很容易破碎的。
And as earthen vessels, we are very weak and we can break very easily.
这样要怎么办？
And how do we approach this?
所以保罗说，我什么时候软弱，我就什么时候刚强。
And Paul says that I will boast of my weakness, for my strength is made perfect in God's power.
因为我软弱的时候，我懂得祷告。
Because when I am weak, then I know that I have to pray.
那神的能力就临到我，我就变成刚强。
And the strength of God will come down on me, and I will be very powerful.
因此，一个人如果想要服侍神，不想要祷告，这个就是不会觉得他很软弱。
Therefore, if someone wants to serve God but doesn't want to pray, then this is a weakness.
比方说，我们要带慕道者来。
And for example, if we want to bring new believers to church,
我们要觉得说我很软弱。
We have to think that we are very weak.
我没有办法让他信。
I cannot convince this person to believe.
那我们只有祷告。
And the only thing I can do is pray.
所以，一个很会祷告的人，就是在表示他觉得自己很软弱。
So someone who prays often shows that he knows that he's very weak.
所以他需要祷告。
And therefore he needs prayer.
也因为这样，他可以从神得到能力。
And in the same way, he will be able to receive power from God.
那做的工作就会有果效。
And the work that he does will be very powerful.
所以在灵恩布道会之前呢，我们大家要为着圣工大家来努力。
So before spiritual convocation, we need to pray for the holy work.
但是我们要了解很多事情，我们做到一定程度以后，过来我们没有办法控制。
And we also have to realize that beyond a certain degree, we don't have a lot of control.
你可以邀请他，他会不会来？这个不是我们能控制的。
We can invite people, but if they come or not, it is out of our control.
他来可以坐在这里听。
And if they come, they can sit here and listen.
哦, 那听了会不会信? 这不是我们能控制的。
But if they listen and if they believe, it's out of our control.
哦, 所以我们越服侍神越久, 我们发现说, 真的能够成就工作的是神本身。
So the longer that we serve God, we begin to realize that the one person who possesses all power is God.
所以我们要多多祷告。
And therefore, we have to continue to pray more often.
虽然很软弱，好像瓦器。 但是如果有宝贝在身上，就发出莫大的能力。
Because even if we are weak like earthen vessels, if we have God's power, then we will be very powerful.
这是我们需要有一种自觉。
And this is something that we must realize.
那瓦器本身呢，应该是最没有价值的。
And an earthen vessel, from a material standpoint, isn't worth very much.
我们看。 提摩太后书第二章
Let's look at 2 Timothy
提摩太后书的第二章
2 Timothy verse 2 Chapter 2
19节
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 20 But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver but also of wood and clay some for honor and some for dishonor
这里说在有钱的人家有很多各种不同的器皿
And here it says that in a very great house, there are different vessels.
然后他就照着那个他的价值把它排列下来。
And it lists the kinds of vessels according to its significance.
最贵的是金器。
And the most expensive is gold.
再来是银器。
And then silver.
再来是木器。
And then wood.
最后是瓦器。
And last is clay.
因为瓦器是泥土造的，所以。
Because clay is made from mud, and so therefore it is the least expensive.
但是下面一句话说，他要做贵重的器皿。
And the following says some are for honor.
所以虽然是瓦做的、泥土做的，但是它可以变成很贵重。
And so even with clay vessels, they can be used for honor.
如果主人要用它，就很贵重。
If the owner wants to use it, then it is very honorable.
圣经上描写说彼得人就很稀奇啊，彼得人就很稀奇，说这个人是无学的小民，是没有受过什么教育的一个人。
And in the Bible, Peter did not receive any formal education.
但是神借着他做了很大的工作。
But God was able to use him to finish many great works.
大家看了彼得就觉得很惊讶。
And for other people to look at Peter, they thought that it was a miracle.
一个没有受过教育的人能够为神做这么大的工作。
How could someone who did not receive formal education do such great things for God?
为什么神把宝贝放在他身上?
Why would God put the treasure on his body?
给他使徒的职分。
And give him this great position.
然后再给他圣灵。
And then give him power and the Holy Spirit as well.
所以在神的国里面，他就变成很尊贵的一个人。
So from the heavenly kingdom perspective, Peter became of great significance.
比方说伊丽莎。
And the same thing with Isaiah.
伊丽莎, Elijah.
Elijah.
第二个, Elijah.
Elisha.
伊丽莎是一个农夫。
Elisha was a farmer.
那农夫这个是很平常的一种人。
And farmer is a very regular person.
但是神就叫以利亚到以利沙的家。But
God told Elijah to go to Elisha's house.
然后把这个外衣披在以利沙的身上。
And to put the coat on his body.
然后以利沙就出来。And
Elisha came out.
然后就把牛宰掉，用耕田的器具把它煮牛肉给大家吃。And
he made stew for everyone to eat.
他耕田那个牛啊，杀了请大家吃。
And he killed the cow and made stew for everyone to eat.
那以后圣经说，伊丽莎是神人。And
later on in the Bible, it says that Elisha is a man of God.
这个神人就是一个非常尊贵的人。And
as a man of God, it's someone who is very precious.
其实他是一个农夫。And
in reality, he's but a farmer.
那就是因为有宝贝放在他身上，他就变成很贵重。But
because he has this treasure in his body, then he became very precious.
所以我们虽然是很卑微的人。
So even though we do not have high power,
但是我们可以变成很贵重的,
but we can be of great significance.
如果有宝贝在我们身上,
if we have this treasure of God in our bodies,
那在神面前我们就变成 一个很贵重的人。
Then in front of God, then we are of great value.
哦，所以虽然是卑贱的啊，但是因为宝贝而变成贵重。
Because of this treasure, we will become very significant.
好，我们再回来看提摩太后书的第二章。
Let's continue to look at 2 Timothy, chapter 2,
21节。
Verse 21. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work.
Okay. 我们看这个二十节跟二十一节啊，我们仔细把它看。
If we look carefully at verses 20 and 21.
哦，这个有钱的人家在看器皿的贵重，啊，跟神在看器皿的贵重不一样。
In this great house, how this owner views vessels and how God views vessels is a bit different.
一个有钱的人，贵重的就是金银啊木，然后瓦器这样拍下来。
From a person who has a lot of money, vessels are viewed with their importance depending on their how expensive they are.
啊，这是用人的价值去衡量。
And this is measured by man's standpoint.
哎，但是到了二十一节。
But from verse 21,
说做贵重的器皿是什么样的人？
What kind of vessel is a vessel for honor?
是脱离卑贱的事，成为器皿，成为圣洁。
Someone that is sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work.
所以在神面前，这个器皿贵重，不是因为它金做的或者它银做的。
So from God's perspective, an honorable vessel is not one that is gold or silver.
因为它如果是金做的，即使它是脏的，神也把它放在一旁不用。
Because even if the vessel is made of gold, if he is dirty, then God will put it to the side and not use it.
No, 这个瓦器是最便宜的，但是当神用它的时候，它就变成很贵重。
And on the other hand, even if a vessel is made of clay, if God uses it, then it becomes very honorable.
所以今天这个告诉我们。
And so this lesson teaches us today,
在神的眼中,
in God's eyes,
贵重的就是那个圣洁的。
Something that is important is something that is honorable and sanctified.
所以有时候我们常常感觉到说，哦，这个人受这么高的教育，这个好像金器，教会大家就很看重他。
So in our perspective, we might value someone because of their formal education.
或者说这个人这么有能力。
Or perhaps we see that they have great abilities.
世界上很突出。
And that they are very successful on earth.
哇，就把他看作好像是金器，这个一定对教会有很大的贡献。
And so we view these people as gold vessels, someone that can be very useful to church.
这是人在看人。
But this is merely a man's perspective.
但是事实上，有时候教会在负责很重要工作的人，常常是在社会上很卑微的人。
But in reality, oftentimes, the people that church uses for holy work, is not very significant from an earth standpoint.
说的教育很普通。
Their education is very plain.
能力也觉得很普通。
And their abilities is very not very impressive.
身世背景也很普通。
And the family background is very regular as well.
为什么神要用他？
And why does God use these people?
因为他有那个属灵的素质，有属灵的条件。
Because they are sanctified and have holy measures.
所以神用他就是表示在神面前是贵重的。
So God uses this person because he's honorable in his perspective.
所以从这里我们就知道说，哦，我们条件好，这是好的。
So from here we know that if we have good measures, it's a good thing.
但这不是神用我们的原因。
But this is not why God uses us.
啊，圣经里面找不到一个人说他很有恩赐，所以神用他，没有这样的。
And in the Bible, we cannot see anyone that because they have a lot of
gift.
Gifts, God uses them.
所以神用他，没有这样。
There's no circumstance like this in the Bible.
都是神要用这个人，然后神给他恩赐，给他能力。
And rather, God chooses certain people to do his work, and then God gives them this gift.
所以如果我们比别人突出，
And so if we are at advantage compared to other people,
那我们愿意洁净自己，当然可以变成贵重的器皿。
If we are disadvantaged compared to other people, but we are willing to cleanse ourselves, then we can be a vessel for God.
但是如果我们是一个很卑微的人
But if we are very humble
我们愿意洁净自己也可以变成很贵重
And we are willing to cleanse ourselves We can also become very honorable vessel
所以我们在看圣经里面主耶稣拣选十二个使徒
So we see from the Bible When Jesus chose the 12 disciples
有哪一个是法利赛人
Were there any that were Pharisees
当时法利赛人是社会的 上层阶级的。
And at the time, Pharisees were considered the people from the highest from the social ladder.
是被尊重的。
And they were the most honored.
在当时社会是最受教育的。
And at that time in society, they had the greatest education.
主耶稣拣选十二个人，有哪一个是法利赛人？一个都没有。
But when God chose the 12 disciples, none of them were.
那后来才拣选保罗。
And later he chose Paul.
所以我们本身具有什么条件，这不是神用我们的原因。
And whether or not we have certain qualifications is not why God uses us.
这可能是社会公司想要用我们的原因。
And this might be why society or education, why they use us.
神用我们最基要的原因就是我们谦卑圣洁。
But why God uses us is because we are humble and we are sanctified.
有属灵的条件。
And we have these spiritual measures.
所以瓦器必须是洁净的。
So as vessels, we have to be sanctified.
我们来看哥林列王记下第四章。
Let's look at 2 Kings chapter 4.
列王记下的第四章。
2 Kings chapter 4.
第四章我们来看第三节。
2 Kings chapter 4, verse 3. Verse 3. Then he said, Go, borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors, empty vessels. Do not gather just a few.
这里说有一个, 有一个寡妇。
And here there was a certain widow.
她欠了很多钱。
Who owed a lot of money.
现在债主要来讨钱。
And now people wanted to get this money back.
所以她求伊丽莎来帮助。
And so this widow asked Elisha to help her.
因为她如果不能够还她两个孩子要被抓去当奴隶。
Because if she was unable to return this money, her two sons would be taken to be slaves.
那伊丽莎就问她说，在你家有什么？
And so Elisha asked this woman, what do you have in your house?
她穷到只有一瓶的油。
And this woman was so poor that she had but a jar of oil.
其他什么都没有。
And on top of this, she had nothing else.
我们今天有谁这么穷？没有一个人这么穷。
And what, now, how many of us are this poor? None of us.
只有一瓶油。
She was so poor that she only had a jar of oil.
但是如果神同在，一瓶油就够了。
But if God is with her, then a jar of oil is sufficient.
所以伊丽莎跟她讲说，你去借空的器皿。
And so Elisha told her, go and borrow vessels.
所以第三节特别说，不要少借。
And from verse 3 it says, borrow empty vessels, don't just gather a few.
就是说借越多越好。
And this means that the more you borrow, the better.
然后她就去借了。然后关上门。
And so this woman began to borrow many vessels and she shut the door.
然后就把那一瓶油这样一个空罐一个一个罐灌到满。
And then poured all the oil into the vessels until it was full.
那第六节。
And then verse 6 says,
最后一句话。
Bring me another vessel.
他说再给我拿器皿，而是说没有器皿了，油就止住了。
She said, bring another vessel. And then he said to her, there is not another vessel. So the oil ceased.
这个表示什么?
And what does this mean?
如果她还有空的器皿，那个油还会跑出来。
This means that if she had more vessels, this oil would continue to flow out.
那个油就是神的恩典。
And this oil is God's grace.
那个空的器皿就是每一个人。
And this empty vessel represents every one of us.
如果我们满了,
if we are full,
油就倒不进来。
Then we cannot pour more oil into the vessel.
如果我们空,
if we are empty,
那个油就一直跑出来。
Then this oil will continue to come out and be poured out.
所以我们怎么能够让这个宝贝充满我们?
So how do we let this precious oil fill us?
要空才能够被充满。
We need to be empty in order to be filled.
这个空有两个意思。
And to be empty has two meanings.
空的第一个意思就是谦卑。
The first meaning is to be humble.
有的人确实是很突出啊，但是他你会感觉到他很谦卑。
And some people are indeed very able, but you can see that they are very humble as well.
他在公司当老板，但你跟他讲，在一起他也替你开门，也倒垃圾，他什么都做。
And they might be CEO of their company, but they will help you take out the trash and do anything that you want them to do.
所以他的心是空的，他没有觉得自己很伟大。
Because their hearts are empty and they don't feel like they are very powerful.
这样的人呢，油就可以倒满，神的恩典就会进来。
And for these types of people, God's grace can come into their hearts.
这不简单。
And this is not very easy.
当人拥有很多，要人让人感觉到他什么都没有，这个不简单。
When people possess a lot of material possessions, for others to think that they have nothing is not a simple matter.
这需要有一个倒空的过程，这个就是灵修。
And this requires a lot of spiritual training.
那空倒出去了，神的恩典才会进来。
And in order to be empty, God's grace can come into our hearts.
那这个空的第二个就是说，我们现在的生活太复杂。
And the second meaning of this term empty is that our lives nowadays are too complicated.
所以生活太复杂，就你的内心没有一个空隙，空的地方给神。
Because our lives are too complicated, we don't have an empty place in our heart for God.
那为什么圣灵不容易充满？
And why can we not be filled with the Holy Spirit?
仔细看我们的心，什么东西都有。
Because if we take a close look at our hearts, everything is in our hearts.
已经没有空隙了，你怎么祷告，圣灵怎么进去？
And we don't have an empty place for God to fill himself.
所以要这个宝贝进来，要倒空。
So for this precious treasure to come into our hearts, we have to empty ourselves.
因此我们要羡慕那生活很单纯的人。
Therefore, we should emulate those individuals who have a very simple life.
他有能力过很复杂的生活，但是他过很简单，这个人你要羡慕。
And the people who have the ability to lead very complex lives, but they lead very simple lives, we should emulate these people as well.
表示这个人的灵性是有深度的。
And this shows that this person has a very high spirituality.
有一个外教会的牧师写了一本书。
And there's someone from another church who once wrote another book.
我想很多人读过，叫做Purpose-Driven Life.
And I'm sure many people read this book called The Purpose-Driven Life.
他卖了几千万册。
And this book became a bestseller.
单单版权他就收很多的钱。
And in many translations, he received a lot of money.
然后人就问他。
And then people would ask the author,
说你忽然间变成这么有钱。
How did you become so rich?
他说，我从这个版权所得到的钱啊。
And he said that the money that I earned from this novel,
他都用在慈善事业上。
I used it in...
Charity work.
In charity work.
他开的车子一样。
And the car that I drive is still the same.
他住的房子一样。
The house that I live in is still the same.
他家庭的摆设一样。
And my familial circumstances are still the same.
突然间赚很多的钱，他的生活没有改变。
And even though he suddenly had a lot of money, his life did not go through major changes.
这个不简单。
And this is indeed very hard.
这个就是属灵的功夫。
And this is takes a lot of spiritual training.
空了，已经倒空了。
In order to empty ourselves.
所以你就生活就很简单。
Our life will be very simple.
那生活简单了，神就可以充满在我们里面。
And when we have a very simple life, then God can fill our hearts.
所以我们今天要做器皿。
So today, in order for us to be a vessel,
这是需要一段时间的操练。
This requires some time and some training.
那神就会充满我们里面。
And after this period, God will be able to fill our hearts.
我们就可以为神做美好的工作。
And we can do a lot of good work for God.
所以服事看起来很简单。
So from the surface, servitude seems very easy.
但是其实里面有很多需要学习。
But in reality, there are many things that we have to learn.
是我们能够通过我们的服事让神得到荣耀。
And we need to be able to use our servitude to praise God.
也让造就让教会能够得到造就
and for the church to be saved.
我们唱诗
Let's sing hymn
414换一首414
414